Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
You're listening to The Takeaway.
And we are continuing our coverage of Judge Sonia Sotomayor, who faces another day of questions by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Yesterday, they focused on classic hot-button issues for Supreme Court nominees. We're talking about gun rights, property rights, and abortion. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick was on hand every step of the way. Todd, was there more substance on Wednesday than other days in the hearing?
Hey, good morning, Farai. A little more. Yeah, there were questions on internet law, bankruptcy, even cameras in the courtroom and warrantless wiretapping. Of course, it also went to some of the well-known issues you mentioned. Republican senators are, of course, concerned about a ruling called Maloney, where Sotomayor did not affirm that the federally recognized individual right to bear arms in the Second Amendment also applies to the states. So they're concerned that your state could still limit your right to bear arms. Even the Heller case in D.C. that was just this year said they really can't in a lot of ways. So they don't like that. And, of course, abortion. Republicans want Sotomayor to comment on what they see as a flawed ruling, and that's Roe v. Wade. Everybody knows about that. And it guarantees a woman's right to an abortion, basically, by protecting her right to privacy. So here was Republican Tom Coburn, a conservative, who gave Sotomayor a chance to make her views clear on Roe.
Where are we today? What is the settled law in America about abortion?
I can speak to what the court has said in its precedent. In Planned Parenthood versus Casey, the court reaffirmed the core holding of Roe versus Wade, that a woman has a constitutional right to terminate her pregnancy in certain circumstances.
Well, that's actually important because leading up to these hearings, abortion advocacy groups were actually worried that that Sotomayor hadn't been nailed down on her pro-choice credentials. So she's basically saying here that the precedent is solid. That should assuage them a little bit.
And then we heard so much about her wise Latina comments. Is that part of the hearing over? Has everyone vetted it and done with it?
Nope. Sorry. It was brought up several times. One senator even apologizing for bringing it up and then bringing it up. But when it finally got around to Arlen Specter, who's on the Democratic side now, used to be the Republican chairman, he had this to say.
There has been a lot of talk about a wise Latino woman. And I think that this proceeding is tended to make a mountain out of a molehill.
All right. Well, Specter might think that, but Republicans don't. It's still a big deal to them. John Cornyn, who's on the Republican side, said he just can't reconcile Sotomayor's statements at the hearings that it was simply a bad choice of words and a mistake with speeches she made, you know, four or five times around the country that he says basically celebrates Sotomayor's race and her sex, and that those things would make her a better judge than a white male. Listen to Cornyn here.
That's a problem. I haven't decided yet, but that's a problem. So hopefully with the next round of questioning and the other witnesses, we'll be able to get more clarity. But right now, we don't have it.
You're trying to get me started, Todd, and I'm not going. I'm not. I'm just going to sit here quietly.
I know you're listening, John.
I'm just sitting very quietly.
Oh, come on. You have a question, but first let me go to Al Franken. He had his first go as a senator questioning a nominee. He's only been in for a fraction of this session. How do you do?
Well, this was a study in celebrity versus seniority. He's last in seniority, but all the cameras were on Franken. Everyone wanted to hear what he had to say. He is famous. He's the comedian. And he focused on some serious issues on net neutrality, which is internet law, on privacy rights, on judicial activism. You know, I got to say, the funny thing about Franken at this point is how much people want to be able to laugh at him, I found. You know, for the first few minutes when he spoke, there was laughter in the crowd and all this tittering, even though, to be honest, he didn't say anything funny. People were laughing anyway.
Like Saturday Night Live in the 80s.
Yeah. Although without the laughter, exactly, John. But he didn't disappoint. Sotomayor had told other senators earlier that her inspiration to become a prosecutor was the old TV show Perry Mason. And she said that Mason won all of his cases but one, and then every case except one, his client was exonerated, and Al Franken jumped all over it.
What was the one case in Perry Mason?
Well,
that Berger won.
I wish I remembered the name of the episode, but I don't. I just was always struck that there was only one case where his client was actually guilty. And
you don't remember that case?
I know that I should remember the name of it, but I haven't looked at the episodes.
Didn't the White House prepare you for for that?
You're right, but I was spending a lot of time on reviewing cases.
Farai, John?
Yes?
The name of the case, Perry Mason, where he lost?
I have nothing.
I don't have it. Go, Todd.
The Case of the Dead Ringer, 1963.
Nice.
Good one. Now,
performing a service.
Just quickly, yes. What's next?
Okay, they're in round two of questions today, so more questions from Senators Kyle still to go, Cornyn, Coburn, and whoever on the Democratic side wants to use their 20 minutes, and then private witnesses, the most famous and interesting of whom is probably Frank Ricci of Ricci versus New Haven. That's the firefighter case. He was in the hearing room yesterday. He'll be testifying either today or tomorrow, probably today. It depends on how the timing goes. Former colleagues and friends of Sotomayor on the other side, including Mayor Bloomberg from New York, is testifying on her behalf.
Oh, it's a cavalcade of all of the political figures.
One thing, Todd, can anything happen in closed session that would, you know, derail what's happened in open session? Is there any precedent for that?
Yes, it can. That was yesterday. There was an FBI briefing on her background. That would be things like her tax history, hypothetically, you know, inappropriate contacts with foreign agents. I'm not saying there are those, but, hypothetically, anything in there. That they are, by Senate rules, not allowed to discuss any of that stuff. So we don't know what was discussed, but they did have that briefing yesterday. It was short. It was only about 20 minutes.
All right. Thanks so much, Todd Zwillick, the Takeaway Washington correspondent.
My pleasure.
Oh, no. For all you need to know, go, go, Todd Zwillick.